Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:33. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, November 20th. A fatal crash claimed three lives. It happened just after 7 o'clock last evening on U.S. Highway 160 in Harper County, southwest of Wichita. A Hyundai Elantra from Arizona was eastbound, and a Pontiac Torrent was westbound, and the Hyundai crossed the center line. Two cars collided head-on. The two people in the Hyundai died, a 48-year-old man and a 19-year-old woman, both from Las Vegas. The driver of the Pontiac also died, 60-year-old Connie Randall of Medicine Lodge. Pfizer is expected to apply for an emergency use authorization for its COVID vaccine today. Health officials are working out how to get it distributed.
Americans in high-priority groups will be getting vaccinated at the end of December, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The White House Coronavirus Task Force discussed distribution plans as Pfizer and Moderna prepare to apply for emergency use authorizations for their vaccines. Dr. Fauci is now trying to convince people to get the vaccine by saying speed did not compromise safety or integrity.
We need to put to rest any concept that this was rushed in an inappropriate way. This is really solid.
The COO of Operation Warp Speed says once approved, shipping will begin within 24 hours.
Ray Bogan, Fox News.
The coronavirus pandemic having a big impact on the programs and services of Catholic Charities of Wichita. Executive Director Wendy Glick telling KNSS News, requests for food from our daily bread pantry have doubled, and Catholic Charities also cares for victims of domestic violence. Wendy Glick is our guest this weekend on Issues 2020. That's Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on KNSS. Now let's take a look at that weather forecast here heading into the weekend. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's been a while since we've had some rain, and we're finally going to get some this weekend. Some patchy low clouds will start today, then mostly sunny, 65 for the high, and even though that's cooler than what we've been this week, it's still running above normal for November. Cloudy and 45 overnight, then rain on Saturday afternoon with a high 48. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the north, 92% humidity. We're under a cloudy sky right now, 51 degrees. Your forecast here for Friday, November 20th. It is 8:36 with Steve and Ted. That means it's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. That's why it's called The Blur. And here is your facilitator for the day, Jad Chambers. Jad?
A classic game show is making a return to television. Here's Fox's Mike Gunselman with that story.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Name That Tune is returning to television, and Jane Krakowski will be hosting. The 1953 classic television competition show tests contestants' music knowledge through an assortment of live musical games. Both cash and prizes will be given out, as well as a chance for the grand prize of $100,000. Former American Idol judge Randy Jackson will be the band leader for the show. Name That Tune will premiere on Fox on January 6th and will air at 9 p.m. Eastern right after The Masked Singer. Mike Gunselman, Fox News.
Yeah, Name That Tune coming back.
Watched that growing up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Could be interesting. Mike. Take a look at that.
With host Jim Lang.
Joe Exotic's legal team reportedly feels good about their chances of getting the Netflix star out of prison. Here's Fox's Kirsten Goodwin explaining.
Eric Love, the lead attorney representing former zoo owner Joe Exotic, tells TMZ he is so confident President Trump will pardon the Tiger King star, claiming they've received multiple phone calls from Washington, D.C. regarding the request. Exotic appealing for a pardon in September, asking the president to, quote, be my hero, please. He is currently serving a 22-year sentence in a Texas federal prison after being convicted on several charges of animal abuse and a murder-for-hire plot to kill his rival and animal rights activist, Carol Baskin. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Huh. So we're all waiting to see if Joe Exotic gets pardoned. New music coming out by Garth Brooks and the late David Bowie.
Ooh.
Yeah, Fox's Michelle Polino reporting.
A new David Bowie live album arrives titled No Trendy Reach-Off, which translates to rehash. It's part of the Brilliant Live Adventure series, which comprises six previously unreleased live recordings by the late rock star made between 1995 to 1999.
Scary Monsters.
Among the 15 songs on the album, Scary Monsters, Jump, They Say, and Strangers When We Meet.
Tell me something, girl.
Garth Brooks has two releases, Fun featuring Dive Bar and Brooks's cover of Shallow with Trisha Yearwood, and Triple Live Deluxe, which covers Brooks's 3.5-year tour and record-breaking stadium tour. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Huh. New albums coming out. Now we've got a whole lot of birthdays to go through today. Whole lot of them, so we'll start. Yeah, we'll start off with, Mike D, 55 years old today.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
That's right, Mike D, one of the Beastie Boys, is 55 years old today.
All right,
as you just heard, as a member of the Beastie Boys, Michael Diamond. Sold over 40 million recordings worldwide.
Michael Diamond.
Yes, 22 million in the U.S. alone. And they were introduced into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2012. So, yeah. Happy birthday, Mike D, 55 years old today. The next birthday, we're going to talk about actress Bo Derek. Bo Derek, 64 years old
today.
Hey
now.
Yeah.
64.
I feel so strange. Like I'm reading this in a book. Don't you know how to smile? Come here. Here. Let me show you how to smile. Come on.
That was Bo Derek and Tarzan the Ape Man.
Yeah, directed by her then husband, John Derek.
John Derek.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it go ahead.
This is the 15th highest grossing movie of 1981. Yeah. But she did earn a Razzie for that.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, she got a Razzie for that movie.
Okay. Now, that scene, I believe that's the scene where she's trying to, get it on with, like a chimp or something.
Yeah.
An orangutan. Yeah.
It's
a bad movie.
Really is.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah. Blairo? Well, yeah.
That's another horrible movie.
Yeah, was that any better? No.
Nope.
Not really. She was in 10. But
that was her big breakout, yeah.
That was her big breakout, but of course you can't forget Mitchell. She was in Mitchell with Jodan Baker as well. Happy birthday to Bo Derek, 64 years old today.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, that's right. Singer, songwriter, and guitarist Joe Walsh, 73 years old today.
Life's been good.
Of course, a successful recording artist for over 40 years, multiple bands, as well as a solo musician, member of the Eagles since joining in 1975. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the Eagles in 1998. Joe Walsh.
Wichita native.
That's right. Wichita native Joe Walsh. Happy birthday, 73 years old today. And here's another birthday. Dick Smothers, 81 years old today. Got a little Smothers Brothers for you here.
I usually have to do all my solo numbers with my brother Dickie, but tonight I've been given the opportunity to do this solo all by myself without my brother Dick. I would like to do something, a driving thing, a song of the Old West, a song of a gunslinger, a man who wandered into the desert.
Brian, how long are you going to take to sing this song? I mean, I give you the solo spot. Do the solo spot. Don't give a whole dissertation.
You talk like a fascist.
Yeah.
I love the Smothers Brothers.
Yeah, good stuff there. So happy birthday to Dick Smothers, 81.
81 today. I saw the Smothers Brothers at the Orpheum a few years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
They were funny.
Funny stuff. Really is. We've got a another kind of a birthday. Cabaret opened on Broadway on this day in 1966.
One of my favorite shows.
Yep.
Welcome.
Yep. So that 1966 production won 8 Tonys.
Yeah, it just blew up.
Yeah, really did. The 1972 film version, 8 Academy Awards.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It was a Bob Fosse deal.
Yeah. Frequently revived in New York and London. Cabaret opened on Broadway on this day in 1966.
Joel Grey as the MC in both the Broadway and the movie.
Yeah. Really excellent stuff.
Love
there.
That show.
And yesterday, finally, Ted.
Yes?
Yesterday, a tiny owl made national news.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that was not overlooked on The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon.
Here at Rockefeller Center in New York, workers found a saw-whet owl tucked inside the iconic Christmas tree brought down to the city from upstate. The bird is now being cared for at a wildlife center, which decided to name it Rockefeller.
That poor owl must have woken up like anyone who's passed out in the back of an Uber.
Where did you take me? I live 4 blocks from the bar.
Oh, that was last night on The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
That's all we have for The Blur today, Ted, but The Blur every weekday is brought to you by
Napoleon Appliance Repair, great Christian family. They do honest work at affordable prices, and what they do is they fix your appliance when it's busted, so, or ailing. So they'll fix you up, but you got to write down this phone number so that you have it handy, because you just know here on the week before Thanksgiving that something's going to happen. So write down this phone number. Call Terry for an appointment if you need it. 409-1525. They'll get you fixed up there at Napoleon Appliance Repair. It's 8:45 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We'll be talking about the 737 MAX and its implications. And a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal is on the way. KNSS News Time, 8:45.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.